Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, May 5th, 2023. US futures are pointing to a slightly higher open with an after-hours rebound on Apple's upbeat iPhone sales. European equity markets have opened with gains following mixed Asian levels. US dollar is under pressure, treasury yields are higher across the board. Crude oil futures are higher, gold is lower. Industrial metals are mixed with copper up, but iron ore down. In macro news, the latest Fed data shows a big drop in bank borrowing from emergency lending facilities in the latest week. The market's near-term focus is also on the US April non-farm payrolls, which are expected to show moderation in headline jobs growth and an uptick in unemployment rate. Investors are also looking for guidance on the U.S. debt ceiling, just as treasuries have seen the three-month yield climb to touch a record differential over the 10 years, as tensions notch higher over debt ceiling talks. At the same time, the U.S. regional banking turmoil continues to play out despite the First Republic resolution. Elsewhere, the Reserve Bank of Australia has lowered its near-term CPI and GDP forecasts, but inflation is still not expected to return to the target range until mid-2025. On the data front, Germany's factory orders have fallen by the largest amount since April 2020. The French production numbers are also weaker than forecast, while the Spanish reading has beat consensus. China's Caixin Services PMI has expanded, but at a slower overall pace. Apart from the April non-farm payrolls, key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today also includes the April unemployment rate, April average weekly hours, and April average hourly earnings, followed by the March consumer credit. Notable earnings reporters in the U.S. today are the Cigna Group, Warner Bros. Discovery, and Johnson Controls International, posting their results before the open. In corporate news, senior software engineer at Google is saying that the company is losing its edge in AI, according to Bloomberg. Alibaba's global commercial unit is considering an IPO in the US, while its Ant Group is considering selling a stake to a strategic operator. In Asia, equity markets were mixed on Friday, drifting with a more negative than positive tilt. Hong Kong was an outperformer, leading Greater China, though mainland benchmarks went down again. Taiwan had a small gain with big names rising on Apple's iPhone sales news. Australia closed higher for the day, but still recorded a loss for the week. India opened with losses, and Southeast Asia was mostly lower. South Korea and Japan were closed for a holiday. Following broad weakness in the prior session, European equity markets are higher now. Investors are still digesting yesterday's European Central Bank rate hike and hawkish comments, though markets are dialing back their expectations of further rate hikes. In other developments, the UK's leading Conservative Party has had a bad night, with local election results showing a big loss. Thank you for joining us for the US market preview for Friday, May 5th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.